to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think the world celebrates the idea of getting rid of Gaddafi. This guy was one of the worst actors on the world stage, responsible for terror around the world. I think we're very pleased that that he's apparently about to lose his position of authority, and we hope that the new government is a more representative form of government that honors human rights and is not as abusive and associated with the terror as the prior regime.
There's Mitt Romney commenting on the worldwide celebration over Mr. Gaddafi being removed from power. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have you along for the audio ride. Anderson Cooper talking to correspondent Matthew Chance where we get started. He's in Libya. Had a surprise run-in with one of Gaddafi's sons.
Gaddafi's son, Saif, has made a surprise appearance. He showed up at the hotel that Matthew Chance and other journalists had been trapped in. Matthew, tell us about what just happened.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of confusion in the hotel about half an hour ago. People were saying that the Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the oldest son of Colonel Gaddafi, had turned up and was going to give a press conference. He didn't turn up for that press conference. But outside, there was a white armoured Land Cruiser, and people were pointing at it, saying, Dr. Saif is in there, so I went up to it. And I knocked on the window and said, you know, Saif, can you open the door? I need to see with my own eyes. And he did that, and I reached in, I turned on the light on the inside of the armored Land Cruiser, and you know, there he was, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. He was meant to be in the custody of the rebels, of course. The International Criminal Court in The Hague had basically said that they confirmed he was in custody, and so everyone had been reporting that you know this is you know his oldest son of Colonel Gaddafi had been captured by the rebels. But you know he's a free man. I asked him where his father was. He said, actually, my colleague actually asked him where his father was, and he said, everybody, my whole family are in Tripoli. He said that the rebels had been essentially lured into Tripoli, and it had been a trick. And that the Gaddafi forces have now broken the backbone of those rebels. So obviously, him striking a very defiant tone. But the important thing, I think, at this point, Anderson, is this revelation that Saif al-Islam Gaddafi has not been captured by the rebels. In fact, he's a very free man. Indeed, and he drove off into the night into Tripoli in his armored convoy.
How large a convoy does he have? How much security does he have?
You know, it was about three vehicles, maybe four, all armored Land Cruisers, with you know his security personnel outside carrying Kalashnikovs. Apparently, about half an hour or an hour earlier, he'd met some other journalists from the Rixos. We'd organized a pool. Pool kind of coverage, because people have been saying earlier in the evening, you know, that Saif al-Gaddafi, he's going to give a press conference at the hotel. We all came out at 11:30 at night to prepare for this press conference, and he didn't turn up. And so I think the assumption for many of the journalists was that, you know, this is not true, this is just more a spin from the regime, and we've been getting a lot of that over the past several months, of course. But then, you know, at 1:30 in the morning, you know, about half an hour ago or so, he turned up at the hotel, you know, it was very surprising. But he'd given an interview and a short soundbite with some journalists about an hour earlier in the Gaddafi compound, which is a short distance from here, which is very interesting because it means that, you know, at least Saif al-Gaddafi, and he said his other family members as well, are in Tripoli. So presumably what he means by that is that they're inside that Gaddafi compound, which has been so heavily bombed over the course of the past several months, and which is now the scene of some very fierce clashes, perhaps the fiercest we've seen in Tripoli since the rebels entered the Libyan capital 48 hours ago, whenever it was. The most ferocious clashes have been centered around that Gaddafi compound, which is in the same area of Tripoli as this Rixos hotel, which is why we've been essentially pinned down in this hotel because of the ferocity of that fighting.
Up next, we'll hear a report from Tripoli as the rebels storm Gaddafi's compound there. That's next on the Talk Radio Review.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520. Talk radio in the focus, and the focus is on the war in Libya. Conversations on talk radio, talk television. Here's John Scott with correspondent Scott Harrigan. He was in Tripoli as the rebels stormed the compound.
Thick smoke and the sound of heavy explosions filling the air over Tripoli right now, and rebel forces have been seen inside Colonel Gaddafi's heavily fortified compound in the center of the Libyan capital. This after several hours of fierce resistance from his supporters. The rebels now claim they have actually entered Gaddafi's home. Steve Harrigan is streaming to us live from the very dangerous city of Tripoli right now. Steve.
John, we're in downtown Tripoli, and I can tell you there's a tremendous amount of gunfire, small arms fire, going on street to street. Some of that gunfire appears to be celebratory, but some of it still appears to be gun battles. Much of the fighting today has focused on or around Colonel Gaddafi's compound. We've seen that compound, there's small arms fire right there, and that's not celebration. We've seen that compound get hit from the air multiple times and gray plumes of smoke rising from that area. Thousands of rebels have swarmed on the compound area. We've seen them driving in, especially from those southern mountains today. They want to take part in what they see as a last-ditch stand by Gaddafi, and they want to defeat him. Reuters is reporting that celebratory gunfire is coming out from around Gaddafi's compound, but no sign or proof that Gaddafi has been taken or killed in the fighting. Pentagon officials say it is still an extremely dangerous situation while the rebels do control most of the city. I can tell you that while driving in today, the outskirts of Tripoli seem almost like a normal city. A couple of unusual things. Traffic was flowing. Women were out and driving cars. We saw a lot of green uniforms on the ground. So obviously a lot of Gaddafi forces shedding their uniforms now, trying to blend into the population. It is an extremely tense situation on the ground. Most of the checkpoints we saw were rebel checkpoints set up, letting cars through. But on occasion, there have been reports that Gaddafi forces dressed in rebel uniforms or perhaps with rebel flags have stopped people and then slaughtered them. There are unverified, more small arms fire behind me, there are unverified accounts of slaughter in the neighborhood by Gaddafi forces in the neighborhood of that presidential compound. Certainly that is where the fighting has been the toughest, and that is where the casualties will be the largest. Also an appearance today by Gaddafi's son, Saif, earlier in the day to press the flesh and to say that he and his father are still fighting, but it looks like certainly this is the end game now for Colonel Gaddafi. Whether it's over or whether it's over in the next few hours or the next 24 hours, certainly the momentum swinging hard toward the rebels right now in Tripoli, but still a dicey situation here.
Radio man Bob Murray with CBS's Edward Yaranian about what appeared to be Gaddafi's last stand.
Suddenly, we now have the sons reappearing of Muammar Gaddafi?
Yes, it looks like Colonel Gaddafi is mounting something of a last stand. He's got the capital pretty much paralyzed this morning. Tripoli is paralyzed. There have been mortar shells being fired from outside of his military complex in the south of the capital, and snipers in the buildings in other parts of the capital that are paralyzing life, and shops are mostly closed. You could see thick plumes of smoke over parts of the capital from the Arab satellite channels, live shots throughout the morning. And so it looks like he's got some more supporters out there. He had given several speeches in the last 48 hours calling on his supporters to come to the defense of the regime and of the capital. And I was a bit skeptical that he was going to be able to do that, but apparently he has been able to. And I don't think he can retake the capital. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. That being said, he can make life pretty ugly and paralyze things for a while.
So the rebels had taken some of the city or all of the city, and now the fighting starts up again. They're giving some back as such because of the fierce fighting?
Well, the military camp was fairly heavily armed, and they never did take that. And it's quite a sprawling complex. Back in February when the rebels took Benghazi, they were not able to take the military camp in that city until a week after they had taken the rest of the city. Now, the problem here is Colonel Gaddafi's supporters may very well be desperate, and when they've lost in other parts of the country, they could create something of a reflux back to the capital, and could, with their backs up against the wall, they could be pretty deadly. So supporters from other parts of the country are probably pulling into the capital, and well, we know they are in the south because Colonel Gaddafi, in the south of the capital, because Colonel Gaddafi controls an oasis town on the way down to Africa, on the road to Africa, and that is still in his control, under his control. So he's obviously been bringing up supporters from there. I don't know how many. That's anyone's guess.
Edward, there's a story from Associated Press this morning that says U.S. Senator John McCain says popular uprisings across the Arab world would signal, quote, a much brighter day, end quote, for people who have never known democracy and freedom. Is that the case over in the Middle East?
If you press me on it, I'd say no. No, because I don't think people know what democracy is, and I don't think they will tomorrow either. They may liberate the cities, the capitals, and overthrow their despots, but I fear that they're just going to replace them with other despots somewhere down the road. I don't know if you've ever seen the film, the David Lean's film, Lawrence of Arabia, but if you had, the Arabs entered Damascus back in 1918 or 1919, and they tried to set up a republic, and it didn't work, and they were quarreling with each other, and it basically became a French protectorate for 24 years after that. I don't think anyone's looking for any protectorates, but certainly I'm a bit skeptical about the possibilities of democracy in many Arab countries.
Up next, we hear from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee on the search for Gaddafi, and that will keep us going in this Focus on the Countdown.
Thank you. Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio, Talk Television, the new talk media. Follow us at DougStephan.com. Host Michael Patrick Shields now with Congressman Mike Rogers, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
Where is Muammar Gaddafi? And I don't know anybody that I could ask except you, because I think you might know right where he is.
Well, we have a general idea. We don't know specifically that, remember after, in the 80s, he was bombed, and lost some family members in that bombing. He built a pretty sophisticated underground security network, secure facility network. So we think that he's probably somewhere in Tripoli, somewhere within that network, and he has some very loyal, soldiers and followers who are going to make it very, very difficult to actually get, you know, put your hands on them.
The head of the Rebel National Transitional Council saying the real moment of victory is when Gaddafi is captured. How long can he stay down in that sophisticated spider hole if that's where he is?
Well, it's undetermined, but I think longer than we would like to see. And remember, he had time to prep for a standoff like this, and that's what you're seeing, the fighting in Tripoli. I mean, it is just a matter of time. Those folks will run out of food and water and ammunition over a period of time, and that's what, so this, they're going to trip here over time in their ability to stand out. So it's, I wish I could tell you a date certain. We don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was some concern about how one of the brothers got released and all of that. So all of that adds to the drama of the moment and clearly the danger to the rebels. But remember now, the rebel, as those folks are losing supplies over time, the rebels are able to reinforce in the city of Tripoli.
So you just referred to it a second ago. The son and heir apparent of Gaddafi resurfaced a day after rebels said they captured him. It was, I guess, a bizarre reappearance, and he says his father's loyalists are still in control. What really happened there? Was he captured or not?
Well, we're not sure. We think at some point the rebels may have had him. They just lost him between, we think it may have been a transportation issue. We're not exactly sure. And I remember, we don't have people on the ground in Tripoli, so we have to get what we get second and third hand. So it's been difficult to determine.
Here is Sheila Hamilton and Lars Larson on the radio debating whether President Obama deserves any of the credit for the Libyan rebels ousting Gaddafi.
Should we cheer the president for Libya? Of course we should. Rebels have moved quickly into Tripoli after what seemed like a stalemate in the desert. But why Republicans oppose NATO's involvement in Gaddafi's ouster is beyond me. Gaddafi supported terrorist organizations, used militias and death squads to quash any opposition to his rule, and murdered thousands of young people who participated in democratic uprisings. Obama didn't ask Congress to authorize the action he ordered in March to protect Libya because the U.S. involvement in that country was limited. From my vantage point, this looks like the way to get brutal terrorist regimes out of the way, with a coalition, with limited support, and without the political gamesmanship that occurs once Congress gets involved. Mission accomplished, Mr. President.
Should we congratulate President Obama for success in Libya? Well, keep your powder dry, folks, because we may not have success in Libya. I'm told Gaddafi's days are numbered. Of course, the Obama administration has been saying that Gaddafi's days are numbered for the last few months. And I guess if you look at it one way, all of us have numbered days one way or another. But it is a positive move to remove and replace Gaddafi if it happens. But what's going to happen down the line? Will the folks who replace Gaddafi be even worse? Could it be a more radical government like the government of Iran? I know there are a lot of Americans who are just thrilled to see the Shah gone from Iran. Are you thrilled to have seen the Ayatollahs who replaced the Shah of Iran? Is that good for America? And what precedent does it set? I have to ask this. Will we always step in when life is threatened? We haven't always, even if there is no clear American national interest. Or do we pick and choose? And on what basis do we pick and choose? You know, it doesn't make any sense, and I don't think President Obama seems to even know why we went in or why we didn't go into other places around the world where people are being slaughtered. But Gaddafi replaced? As long as his replacement isn't worse, it's a positive sign.
Okay, next up we go to the earthquake that surprised a lot of the East Coast, Upper East Coast on Tuesday. That's next on the countdown.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen, in the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Review, our focus now on the 5.8 earthquake that was felt up and down the East Coast from New York mostly to Washington, from New York City. Diane Sawyer talking to several other ABC reporters about reactions in Washington and New York, and the rarity of something like this on the East Coast.
An earthquake centered in Virginia has been felt all up and down the Eastern Corridor, all the way up to New York City, and I felt it in my office. The whole thing began shaking. How about you, George Stephanopoulos?
It was 3 floors up on the 6th floor. Just as our BlackBerries were buzzing with word from Washington that an earthquake had happened, our building started to shake at exactly the same time.
That's how far it traveled. In Washington, it was so strong, 5.9, and apparently it was about 3.7 miles down into the earth. Union Square was evacuated. That's the train station. Capitol Hill was evacuated. The Pentagon was evacuated. The State Department was evacuated. And Ely Brown, who's one of our producers, was out in the street and saw what was happening all around her. Ely, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Diane. Actually, I was at jury duty in one of the district courts here, and we began to feel the building shake. It sort of felt like a subway going by, but then it just got worse and worse and kept going. And I could see out some big windows right in front of me, just dust falling off of other buildings in the area. And a roof sort of partially collapsed on a townhouse across the street, and we all just left the building and are all out on the sidewalk right now.
But everyone around you was okay, Ely?
I'm sorry, Dan, I didn't hear that.
Everybody around you was okay? Nobody injured?
No, everyone seems fine. There's just a smattering of police here. Everyone seems okay, just sort of sharing stories of getting through an earthquake.
Well, John Carl, I know you're standing by right now. Where were you? What did you feel? And have you felt this before? You've been in Washington a long time.
Oh, this never happens here, Diane. We did feel a much smaller earthquake back in last summer, June of last year. It was a 3.6 magnitude, and it was such an oddity. People had no idea what was going on. I was here at our Washington Bureau. You could feel it in the Bureau. People left this building just like they left buildings throughout Washington. And, Diane, up on Capitol Hill in the Senate office buildings, you could actually see the columns going back and forth. This earthquake went on on for some time.
Host Bob Durgin with Eric Epstein from the Three Mile Island Alert Group about concerns over nuclear plants after Tuesday's earthquake.
Any word from Three Mile Island?
Yeah, I think TMI right now is just walking down the plant. In other words, they're inspecting the condition of the facility. 5.9 reactors, you know, earthquake significant. It wasn't centered here, and this wasn't the first one we've had, but obviously it's going to take them a while to see if there was any damage. But there are three plants on the river, Susquehanna in and around Luzerne County, Three Mile Island here, and then Peach Bottom down in New York County. But, you know, right now, as far as I know, there hasn't been any significant damage to speak of.
Okay, and apparently there's one or two nuclear power plants much closer to the earthquake epicenter. I don't know exactly where they are. Somewhere in Virginia,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, there's actually four reactors in Virginia. There's two at North Anna. Those are the ones that people are most concerned about. There's two at Surrey. And then there are reactors also in Baltimore, Calvert Cliffs. But the reactors to pay attention to would be the ones at Surrey. And I have no information on those right now. I mean, you're talking based on what I've heard where, you know, conditions were most aggrieved were in the D.C., Northern Virginia area. But if you're going to have a concern and a challenge, it's likely that if there's any at all, it would be at the North Anna reactors, rather.
And I'm wondering, of course, you're not a scientist, but I'm wondering if aftershocks are a possibility, or if aftershocks always occur after an earthquake.
I mean, aftershocks are likely, and I lived on the West Coast, so, you know, I've been through these before on a much more significant magnitude, but if you haven't been through an earthquake, it's a really destabilizing experience. I mean, the first time I went through, and this may be the first time some people experience an earthquake, is you really have no control, especially when you're in a big building. It gives you some sense of you know, not having control over a real significant natural event. And I think this one lasted, you know, up to 10 to 15 seconds. I live in Lower Paxton, Bob. When the earthquake happened, I'll tell you, I was taken off guard. I went to answer the door. I thought it was the postman. but, you know, they're scary, and people should be aware. And I think, you know, based on plate tectonics and geology, most folks always associated earthquakes, you know, with the hot rim, which is, you know, the California coast up to Alaska, then to Japan and around South America. But they're not uncommon. I think, you know, I don't know that people need to be alarmed, but, you know, an earthquake on the East Coast is something that actually happens on a regular basis.
Well, can an aftershock be worse than the original earthquake?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think the problem with an aftershock is that it challenges, you know, systems that have already been weakened by the initial shock.
Up next, let's move on to the presidential race, shall we, and hear from one person who knows Rick Perry probably better than almost anybody else. Next here on the Countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61%. And maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy of coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Talk Radio Countdown. The attention on the presidential race now. Here's host Matt Patrick with the Texas Lieutenant Governor. His name is David Dewhurst. And they talk about the attacks on Rick Perry, whether or not they're justified.
You probably know him better than anybody, certainly anybody in this room. Give me your thoughts. Is the attacks on Perry early in his campaign, are they justified? Are they warranted? Was he expecting this?
Oh, I think he was. I take the attacks on Governor Perry as a compliment. In other words, they know he's a formidable candidate. There is a huge hole, it seems to me, to the right of center in the Republican Party. You've got the candidate who's the governing candidate, Mitt Romney, and you've got Michelle Bachmann, who's trying to represent the Tea Party and the conservatives. Well, Rick Perry's got both of those. He's governed the state of Texas for 10 years. We've got the state of Texas has a better record in creating jobs and growing our economy than any other state in the country. The July numbers just came out, 30,000 new net jobs. That's 10 months in a row.
Right.
And so no wonder you see these liberal, maddeningly liberal columnists like Paul Krugman trying to bash Texas, distort the facts. No, I see it as a compliment.
All right.
He has a great opportunity.
Talk host Bobby Gunther Walsh with Ben Barack, who hasn't been a talk host in Texas for the last 12 years, about why he's no fan of Rick Perry.
Now, I know you've been down. I don't know that you've been on the air for 12 years down there, but you said you've been down there for about a dozen years in Texas.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So we got talking the other day about Rick Perry, and you said the guy that's down there 12 years, and I he might end up being our candidate, and we might rain all over our best guys, because I'm not a fan of Romney. I'm not a fan of just about anybody running right now. But you're saying there's a lot of reasons why you are not necessarily a fan of Rick Perry.
Do not buy the hype. If you are a conservative, do not buy this rhetoric that is coming out of the mouth of Rick Perry. Let me give you a few examples. In 2001, he signed hate crimes legislation down here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, in early 2007, he signed an executive order. This may be his most egregious act as governor. In 2007, he signed an executive order mandating that all 11 and 12-year-old girls in the state of Texas had to get a vaccine to prevent one of the most sexually transmitted diseases. And that did not sit well at all with the citizenry here. And in fact, it got overturned. But before that, people learned that Rick Perry's former chief of staff was a lobbyist for Merck. And Merck was the company that that had produced that, that
produced
was,
the vaccine.
Correct. It's called Gardasil. Mm. Well, Perry wouldn't rescind the offer. I mean, this was kind of like Obama stuff, you know, just executive fiat. He wouldn't rescind it. The House then introduced legislation that pulled away the executive order, just smacked him down big time. The Senate, I think, was a 30-1 vote reaffirming that bill. And Perry, knowing that he didn't have enough votes enough votes to override a veto, he just let it pass. So it's really, that was probably his most egregious act, like I said. But moving forward, if you remember, the Tea Party kind of started with the Rick Santelli moment in 2009. And then on tax day, April 15th of 2009, that was when the very first kind of formal Tea Party took place. Mm-hmm. Well, just about a week earlier, Perry made news here in Texas. He's standing in the Capitol and talking about a new resolution in the House that had been passed, reaffirming Texas's 10th Amendment rights. And it was very kind of red meatish. I mean, it was high rhetoric, and it made a lot of news because he was talking about how we will not succumb to tyranny, and this government is overreaching, and yada 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 yada. Basically, a lot of what you're hearing now, just kind of the Donald Trump really fiery rhetoric that gets the troops all riled up. But when it came time for the rubber to meet the road, it just didn't.
One of the biggest things is this Gardasil thing.
Yeah.
And what was the other one you said?
The hate crimes legislation.
Yeah. Why do we need hate crimes legislation? If you murder me, isn't my life just as valuable as somebody who is gay or black? I mean,
Correct. It's
hate is hate. I mean, and a life is a life.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be special categories for any crime. It should just be punished. Period.
And as Piers Morgan talked to John Huntsman about what makes him different from Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann.
Curious about in relation to your relationship with him is Mitt Romney. You've been longtime rivals. You look both very presentable, very wholesome, typical classic Republican guys, big family, both Mormons. A lot of similarities there, both determined to focus, as you say, laser-like on the economy, and both with good records on the economy. What is your view of Mitt Romney? Do you like him?
I don't know him that well. I got to know him as governor. My grandfather and his father knew each other 100 years ago. I respect him. I think he's a good man, and I think he's got a terrific family. But when it comes to going up against Barack Obama in an election cycle that is going to be 100% about expanding the economy and creating jobs, being number 47 as job creator ain't going to cut it. We were number one in job creation. I think that works. Creating Obamacare before Obama, the most despised and reviled health care legislation in the history of this country, doesn't cut it. And I think that will be terribly problematic.
I mean, you said it in a very nice way, but what you're basically doing is knifing him straight in the back, aren't you?
Oh, just pointing out the facts. Just pointing out the facts.
Yeah, you just taken a large scabbard and you just gone straight down.
It's on the record. It's on the record. It's discussed in every debate on every talk show, and it's the reality.
No, I'm not criticizing you, and if I was you, I'd do the same. But what I'm saying is, you clearly have it in you.
I'm glad you get your endorsement.
Let's not go that far, Governor. Let's just wait and see. It's a long race.
Give me time.
Yeah.
Get over that boring thing, and we'll get to it.
I think the interesting thing about the pair of you is it may well come down to a choice between you and Mitt Romney. Why should they choose you over Mitt Romney?
How about first in job creation versus 47th? How about a free market approach to health care reform as opposed to a heavy-handed Obama-like mandate? How about experience overseas in the time of great uncertainty and trouble? Intimate knowledge of our most significant economic relationship and most significant strategic challenge. I think these are all reasons that will, in the minds of voters, be differentiators, and they should be differentiators.
Could you ever imagine running as a running mate to someone like Mayor Romney?
There'd be too many jokes about that. No, I can't imagine at all.
What about to a Tea Party candidate?
Anyone who's
Michelle Bachmann continued to get real traction.
And
she came to you and said, look, you're the other part of the party here. Together we can create sweet music.
If you love this country, you serve this country. Every time I've been asked to serve over different administrations, from Reagan to the two Bushes to President Obama, I have the same answer, and that is, if you love this country, you serve her. And so, you know, if you're in a position to better the country, to bring whatever background you have to bear, whatever experiences to use in fine-tuning our future, I'll be the first person to sign up, absolutely.
Up next, to look at a couple of potential candidates who do well in the polls, even though neither of them are running.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with John Berman from ABC talking about the increasing number of signs that indicate Sarah Palin may be just a week or so away from officially announcing she would run for president.
Sarah Palin is getting ready to make what we're told is an important speech that will lay out her vision for America. A big speech in the big, important political state of Iowa. But will she make a big announcement? That's the big question. A giant political roar and a political promise. Sarah Palin telling Iowa she will see them on September 3rd in a speech for the Tea Party of America, just weeks after her splashy visit to the Iowa State Fair that helped produce material for this glitzy, glossy, gauzy video.
Doggone it!
To some, this looks something like a campaign and sounds something like a campaign, including a radio ad from a Tea Party group with Palin's voice promoting the coming speech.
We must restore America and restore her honor!
It's time, America. It's time to take a stand and restore this great nation.
For Republican guru Karl Rove, it's a sign she might be running.
Because the schedule she's got next week in Iowa, it looks like that of a candidate, not a celebrity.
People close to Palin state bluntly that Rove doesn't know what he's talking about. But they do say, while they genuinely don't know whether she will announce she is running, her speech will make news. Palin is third in recent primary polls, ahead of Rudy Giuliani, who also says he hasn't decided whether to run yet. Congressman Paul Ryan now says he is out for sure. All summer long, Palin has said she's still thinking.
Still haven't made up my mind yet. Still contemplating whether I should jump in there or not.
I'm still considering it.
She told ABC's Jake Tapper she will announce her decision by the end of September.
I think that just practically
politically speaking, that has to be kind of a drop-dead timeline.
Now, Palin's Political Action Committee put out a statement overnight saying, any professional pundit claiming to have inside information regarding Governor Palin's personal decision is not only wrong, but their comments are specifically intended to mislead the American public. Take that, Karl Rove. If she does get into the race eventually, she could have some new company. Sources tell ABC News George Pataki, the former governor of New York, is seriously considering jumping in the race as soon as Saturday.
Here's host Gene Muller with the political analyst Jeff Mayer about Congressman Paul Ryan's decision not to get into this race.
Paul Ryan drops out of a race he never was really entered into yesterday. He says, again, that he's not going to be a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. Jeff, were you surprised?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I will not be a candidate for president next year. What about you, Gene?
Scratching me off the list, scratching you off the list, scratching Paul Ryan. Boy, this country's in a world of hurt without us.
Oh, no, they're better off without us.
Amen.
All right. Paul Ryan was a reluctant candidate anyway. He apparently took a second look, decided that that wasn't, you know, where he wanted to go. He has a great position in the House as the House Budget Chair. He's only 41 years old. He has his Medicare reform that he is obviously philosophically committed to in the face of a lot of criticism. So, I mean, I think it was the right decision for Paul Ryan, but it leaves a lot of conservatives, I guess you would call them conservative elite, who maybe write the Wall Street Journal editorials and who run the policy think tanks and other elites like that, pining for somebody other than the major candidates out there now.
Yeah, which will be the big story. That will be the template now in the, I would imagine, for the rest of this week on all the cable talk shows. If not Paul Ryan, then who? Because there does seem to be a groundswell in the GOP that they are not satisfied with these top three candidates coming out of Iowa. As for Ryan, though, Jeff, if the Republicans would win the White House in 2012, wouldn't you see him having a bigger role in a GOP administration?
Well, before that, there's going to be the speculation about Ryan as a vice presidential candidate. I mean, you know, that will all come up at some point. One of the leading fans of Ryan, Bill Kristol, was, switched from Ryan Rubio to Rubio Ryan. So, I mean, all that's going to take place. But sure, he is obviously well regarded within Republican circles. He represents sort of a wonkish point of view, a serious policy point of view on things that people think is lacking. And so I think that, he's a national Republican figure for years to come.
So if you want to know more about Talk Media, check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com, please.